Okay, so as we prepare for the channel, we're just going to connect in with our body. So close your eyes and relax your head. Relax your neck. Relax your shoulders. Relax your arms and your hands. Relax your back. Relax your chest. Relax your abdomen. Relax your thighs. Relax your knees. Relax your calves. And relax your feet. Feel all the tension within your body dissolve. And feel the energetic connection below your feet to the energy of the earth. And just connect in and tune to the energy of the earth that is pushing up through your body. Feel the energy travel from your feet up to your calves, to your knees, up to your thighs, to your abdomen and your chest, up through your back, through your hands and your arms, through your shoulders, traveling up to your neck and to your head. And now let the energy of Gaia push up through your head and connect to the energy of the stars. And it's as easy as this to just relax and feel the eternal peace that is within.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. This is channeling number 7. Still coming to you from the beautiful Azores. The group sits in another park that is beautiful. A slight rain occasionally falls, and the wind is occasionally strong. But this is Gaia at its best, dear ones. And those of you on this tour see this. It comes, it goes in such a beautiful way. You could sit here for a very long time, and it doesn't get old. We've talked about the serenity that is here, that some have felt over these days. You're getting used to it. And you start realizing that this planet has places that talk to you. And this is one of them. I wish to speak more about peace. This particular channeling goes along with channeling number 5. Even though it is number 7, this is the non-linear way of things that I speak of. I am going to present to you in this teaching some very high concepts. Concepts that this planet is not really truly participating in at this time. But they are concepts which you are now broaching and starting to understand. Before I even begin, I ask you, what is your opinion? Is human nature static or changing? And if you ask the psychologists, you ask those in the past, They will say that human nature appears to always be the same. And this is the difference between old and new energy. An energy which is now in the era or dispensation of compassion. You've really moved that which is your state of consciousness as a planet. I again say to you, there are historians that will tell you you are long overdue for another war. And they look back and they see the consciousness of the planet in cycles, and they count the cycles by the wars. I have told you before that this is changing dramatically. Suddenly you have consensus around the planet that does not want these things. The consensus of the people is starting to work its way to leadership. A new human nature is truly starting to develop. The ones who would see it first are the ones who may offer the subjects of your television shows. They're starting to change what they do. It's becoming softer in so many areas. And this is due to a changing desire of what people want to see. It's happening. Energy, dear ones, is well defined by physics. There are many laws of energy. And up to now, none of those have applied to consciousness itself. But in the last decade, consciousness has been seen and proven as a part of energy. That changes everything. For if consciousness is energy, some of the physics of energy must belong to consciousness. One of those rules is that energy cannot be destroyed or created. It can only change. And the energy of human nature is a state of consciousness, and it's beginning to change. The first law of thermodynamics comes into play. When a person passes away or dies, everyone has looked at that and said it's the end. But now science is saying, no, it isn't. Because now consciousness is energy. Therefore, the energy has to go somewhere. It's the first time in history that scientists have decided that there's a soul. The soul is the consciousness, and it somehow goes back to the universe. I give you these things so you will understand what's coming. Some have said, Brian, I don't want you to talk about science. I want you to talk about love, about the esoterics that I'm so discipled in, that I so love. I am telling you this, that the creator of the universe is the great physicist, that the creator of the universe which lives in you is the creator of the planet. The very dirt that you walk on has a system, and you're part of it. You cannot separate yourself from these things. If you do, you float above all of them in a way that does not help the planet at all. We talked about peace. We talked about going to the wall, as we say. How do you have peace in your life? We talked about some of the things that seemed funny at the time in channeling number 5. Park the car and peel the onion, we said. And that means you stop. You stop everything. You stop going from A to B. You stop thinking about what you're doing and simply be. Now that is called meditation in so many places on this planet. And there are so many meditators who will gather together for hours. In some cultures, that is the staple of what they do. They meditate. Peeling the onion was the description of tearing away all of the biases, or perhaps what you've been told is correct or not. Of being tolerant of what you see all around you. Of changing your mind from what those told you about a certain person or a certain belief system. The ability to see God in all things and in every person, no matter what they believe or how they act. We talked about going to that wall, dear ones, and what that meant was you meditate and you meditate and you meditate and you find peace. Every meditator knows what that feels like, how long it takes, and you go there. And you drink it. That's why you're there. You keep going back for more. And you drink it. And I'm using the word drink because that is how you're seeing it. You're seeing peace as a resource, like you would see water. You're thirsty for peace, and so you go to this place where you meditate and drink it up. The wall, however, is the fact that you never go beyond it. You don't have the concept of taking peace and putting it upon yourself and leaving with it. When you go to the place where you eat the food to sustain yourself, the wonderful cafe or restaurant, it's not in your consciousness to take all the food and bring it back. You consume it for the machine that is the linearity of your body. That is how peace has been treated. And we start with peace because that has to be the beginning. For the light worker, or anyone who is becoming more enlightened on the planet, to be able to have it and not be consumed with the drama around you, no matter what you see. That leads, dear ones, to the others, the compassion, the forgiveness. Peace is the first one. But you linearize it. You go and you sit in it, you drink from it, and you leave. And you come again, and you come again, and you come again. Cultures have been consumed with this because that peace drink is beautiful. And you love it. And it seems to solve the problems within your own life. But does it solve the problems in others' lives for you to drink the peace for yourself? And the answer is not really. You can have a peace conference and together create coherence. And for a moment or two, you may change your area. You might even change your weather. Consciousness is energy. It can do that. But dear ones, you don't take it home with you. I'm going to give you the beginning of the answer. It's not a process as much as it is a concept. How you perceive this is critical. Do you understand what I'm telling you? You must go to this magic place where you find the peace, and instead of hitting the wall, you're going to become the wall. That is a concept that is remarkably high. Most don't even understand what I mean, to become the wall. Imagine that wall that you hit is filled with beautiful energy, and part of that energy is peace. Imagine the wall is something you can chip away at, perhaps even take a tool and fill your bags filled with something in the wall, and you take it home with you. That is a linear concept, but it's the best one we have to give you a non-linear, beautiful process called becoming peace. The result of this, when you take it home, is that that place you have when you meditate becomes you all the time, or at least most of the time. Even when you sleep, it affects your dreams. Every waking hour, you see things differently than before because you've taken a piece of the wall home. That wall has been called the veil. It often separates that which is human consciousness from sacred consciousness. Quite often, you have to have some human being who is trained to take you between those states, and it's not needed, not in this energy. You have the tools inside you, in the magnificence you are, to go to that wall and take a piece of it home. How do you do it? It has to do with belief. We have said this before, is the first thing you must do is cognize it. Now, cognizing is a word that means you assume it to be true. It is true. You cognize gravity. If someone asked, "Do you believe in gravity?" you will laugh. Perhaps you will drop something and laugh some more. Gravity is not something you believe in. And yet it's invisible. You believe it because you see it all the time. You've cognized it. You must cognize this idea that peace can come home with you. And then you begin. When you're in that state, you become multidimensional. And any meditator knows this. It's a feeling that you cannot pretend to have. You know it when you have it. And it's your consciousness that spreads out almost to infinity, and you feel it. That's the peace that you drink in. That's the wall. At that moment, dear ones, you start to cognize that this can be you. You start to see it. And here is where the affirmations begin. Affirmations have been created so that that consciousness that you have, which is multidimensional, can begin to apply it to the brain, which is logical. Scientists will argue where the sacredness of intuition and creativity come from. I have told you it's the triad of the heart, the brain, and the pineal. You must understand you are using all the parts, not just your logic. You cannot intellectualize this, ever, because that is a brain function of synapse and logic. This is a heart concept that has to be then trained into your brain. Affirmations are the answer. The first thing I would ask you to do when you go to that place, you can say to yourself out loud or internally, "I am peace. I have peace. I will take peace from this place, and it becomes me. I affirm that I do not leave this place alone, but I take something with me that is beyond what I had before. You create your own affirmations that work for you, and you say them each time you go there, to that wall. Remember the other P words we gave you. Persistence, that means practice. And the other word? All of these P words we give you, important. The other word? Patience. This is not going to happen automatically. You are taking a multidimensional concept and starting to work with it in a linear form. Dear ones, that is hard. But I sit in front of those who will feel what I'm speaking of. How do you define love? Is it with your brain? Can you define it? How do you define intuition or creativity? You cannot. These are multidimensional things, just like finding peace. Right now, as we sit, we're about to end this channel. But not before we join together in the languages, all that are here. We're going to say the words, I am peace. Let's do it together right now. I am peace. Again, I am peace. Can you feel in your intuitive selves how this works with your brain and your emotion? Let's say it again. I am peace. Some of you will get chills because you're sitting in a peaceful place, exercising, going to the wall right now. You're going to change your life, dear ones, if you are serious about this exercise. Some will ask, well, is this the exercise for compassion? And the answer is no. You must have the peace first. Compassion has to be practiced in the real world, in that car that you had to park. Compassion is not when you stop. Compassion is compassionate action when you're in that vehicle, when you go from A to B. It's something you do in the real world with peace. I hope this has brought you closer to understanding the wall and the new tool in this new energy. Light really is coming out, dear ones, into a dark world. It's a good place that you have come to, group with me, to feel this, the reality of it. For when you open your eyes, there's only beauty. There's only peaceful things to look at. May you remember this time. And so it is.